Ladies and gentlemen, it has been 3 weeks since we had a podcast episode, and there is a reason for that. The reason that we haven't had an episode in 3 weeks is because something's back. I don't know what it is, but it's back. And when I say I don't know what it is, and it's back, I'll give you an example of what's going on. We got doors opening by themselves. Lights coming on by themselves, computer screens, computer monitors, CPUs shutting off, house phones ringing, you would pick up, it's nothing there. Cell phones ringing, but there's no numbers on the cell phones. We going back to the old days of the bathroom light. It clicks on about 1, 2 in the morning. And you can actually hear it. There's no timer. And what's crazy about it, I actually cannot catch it on camera for nothing. I've been trying. I can't catch it on camera. It happens like so quick. You can have a camera set up. You have the GoPro set up, and it don't matter. You still can't catch it. All you do is you see that the light been flicked, but you can't catch it in enough time. It's always something like static right before it happens. It's like, dang. I feel like it's Paranormal Activity, like the movie. So I wanted to say to y'all, I'm back after 3 weeks, but I'm not the only thing back. Whatever it is back. Now I know December is an interesting time. I do. If you didn't know, I have a daughter, and my daughter had a twin that we lost before. My daughter was born, and a lot of things happened in the process of the birth of my daughter, and her birthday is coming up, in 11 days. I'm sorry, my birthday is in 11 days. Her birthday is in 12 days. So, a lot of things just interesting how it all plays out. I almost feel like I'm a Zack from Ghost Adventures or something, like I don't know what's going on, but all I do know is that whatever it is, it's back. I can't explain it. I don't know what's going on, but it's back. I didn't see things fall over. Like, if you guys have been listening to me for a while, you know some of the things I mentioned in the past where we had books coming out the bookcase. My daughter looking up at the bookcase, I'm looking up at the bookcase. So I'll give you guys some more examples of what's going on. So, my daughter's sick, right? So we're sitting there. She has a cold. And we're sitting there playing, got a little toy car, a little Barbie car, two Barbie dolls, and got the crown and everything. But we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, she like look over like towards the corner, which is the same corner she used to look at when she was a couple months old. I was like, "Huh, I wonder what she's looking at." And she was like, "Look, Daddy, look." I'm like, "But there's nothing there." She said, "Hi." I'm like, look over like, "Hi." There's nobody else in this room except me and you. What are you talking about? Hi. Hello. I'm like, where? I say, like, oh man. Now, if you guys, the little ones are more in tune to these things. Now, I do Reiki. I do, some chakra work, chakra healing, Akashic record type of dealings when it comes to healing and getting better. I do shadow work for that myself, and also assist in other people's work, because I mean it's a big deal. I even talked about shadow people, which is different. That's where we came up with the country music shadow guy, because that was an interesting thing when you talk about shadow people. But in this case, I cannot feel. I don't know what's going on. I just know it's there because of the things that's happening with books again, sounds of walking again, bottles getting tipped over again, lights flip again, even my office right now where I'm recording this, it even happens in my office to where the lights are flash. I don't know what's going on exactly. So that's why I've been gone for 3 weeks, because of the situation. Because I don't know exactly what's going on. But the good part, I'm not afraid. As you guys know in previous episodes, we did things to where we had whatever it was in the bathroom. Now, one thing that I always thought is, before all of this stuff happened, back in Ohio, we had some things go on in the corners of one of the bedrooms. And in the corners, you hear somebody walking. We're like, oh, it's a squirrel or something in the walls, But that wasn't it. That wasn't it. So end up moving from Ohio, coming out here to Texas, And in the same corner, in the same room, not necessarily like the same room, but in the same corner facing the same direction, it was the same situation. So we had different things happen in this bathroom. If you guys recall, we had where it got really cold. My daughter like, hey, what's going on? Looking at this, we had stoppers moved and getting flicked in bathrooms, which is like impossible unless we got like some rodents. There's no rodents. There's no lizards. We in Texas. There's no lizards. There's nothing. So it's like, what would make that happen? Well, I don't know. All I know is, in these situations, you don't be afraid. So you have to. Some people say don't acknowledge. One thing I learned is, you start off by saying, could you please leave? Or I don't want you here, or we don't want you here. You don't ever just outright threaten because you don't even know the purpose yet. Now when things start getting a little hairy, quote unquote, then that's when things, okay, you gotta start making decisions. So now you gotta bring in something, some Palo Santo, some sage. Now you gotta start doing some things. If that don't work, if it's something to where you're getting scratches, where you're getting injured, now you gotta go to the next level, right? So what you gonna do? I mean, we call Ghostbusters, we're not doing that. That's not real. Have you guys seen that movie, by the way? No comment. All I'm gonna say is it was nice seeing the old guys back. I wish Rick Moranis would hop back on the acting train. I understand why he stepped away. I mean, single father, family man. I respect that. Do your thing, Rick. But it'd have been nice seeing everybody back out there, and it was a nice tribute to Egon, man. That's pretty dope. But moving forward, you guys just go watch that movie, man. But we're not calling Ghostbusters. Who we calling? Man, I used to do the Ghostbuster thing. I told you guys my story at Collinwood Art Center. So it's like, what do you do? Do you try to figure out his name? Well, that's only if it's that serious, if it's a demon. A couple episodes we talked about Samael and Hellel, we talked about a couple of those eyes. We did a Paranormal Activity next to Ken movie. We talked about Asmodeus. It's kind of funny. Again, we talk about the astral world situation with Moloch. To me, to my opinion on that, but in this situation, I don't think it's nothing that serious. So it's not like it's a demon. I don't think it's evil. It's more about getting attention. I'm here. Okay. So you do these things. You guys know about djinns? Genies? Djinns? I had to say it like that because when you think of genies, you think of Aladdin, right? Or remember you think of Bugs Bunny where he says, abracadabra, open sesame. You guys remember that episode? Hey, I'm not old, man. I'm in my 30s, but I'm just saying, when I watched it as a kid, Merry Melodies with Bugs Bunny, that's some of the best stuff on TV. So, in this situation, y'all, I had to go back and make sure I do some protection like we talked about in the last episode. So it's kind of funny how after I did the protection episode that all these things happened within the last 3 weeks. So everything is fine now, after doing the protection and like double down and some things I didn't have on me. I keep a my nice Templar coin in my pocket. I keep a couple other totems and some stones in my pockets. Some tourmaline, some quartz in my pocket. Just additional. I mean, some other things, but those are things that I tell you I have right now. But I encourage everybody to, if you run into a situation where something, don't be afraid. Like it feeds off the fear. Don't be afraid. Ask it to leave first, and then you go through the steps. Like I said, if you feel like you can't do it, there's plenty of people that's out here that can do it that's spiritual. If it go extreme as you have to get a medium, get one. Some people feel like it's, against certain religions and everything, but hey, you figure out what works and what you're gonna do. You go get a demonologist. I mean, you guys watch all these movies, right? You know about the Warrens, right? The Conjuring and all these things, right? It's people out here that really work on these entities in these type of situations. It's people that really do exorcisms out here, and you gotta do what they gotta do. I say you gotta remember, we're not fighting against always the physical realm. I mean, it is a spiritual realm. This might be a lie for a lot of people listening to this, but it's the truth, y'all. It really is. No coinkydink. But I wanted to get that out there and let you know that this thing is back, but it won't do anything to where it's going to be like, oh, I'm going to be injured or hurt or hurt my family or nothing like that. But that's the update back. Now we got two more episodes that's coming, y'all. So, to my New Zealand people, I had to say this to you. I appreciate you. You are my newest audience right now. I do have an episode specific for you. That's coming. I mentioned it before, but I do have an episode specific for you coming, because I definitely appreciate new listeners. And since you are on board, I appreciate that. Again, Cemetery Tales Podcast. You can follow us on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. Snapchat. I don't really post too much on there, but we're there. TikTok, of course. I had some situations with my content creator editing software, so that's better now. We go back to get to rolling on TikTok. But yeah, we making moves, y'all. Again, if you want to donate, the sponsorship is right through Spotify. The Cemetery Tales Podcast on Spotify, and you'd be able to do the sponsorship if you want to assist. And also Cash App, Cemetery Tales Cash App, if you want to donate to the show. And we constantly keep making moves to keep moving forward. So I appreciate you and thank you, and catch you on the next episode. And thank you.